So, you have that Divergent sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And this one's called Allegiant.
What's Allegiant?
It's like a faction that forms after the faction system stops.
So they're like the focus of the movie.
They're barely in it.
So why is the movie called Allegiant?
Because that word ends with an ent sound.
Oh, that is extremely important to us for some reason. So what happens in this thing?
Well, it takes place just after the events of the last movie.
And what's going on with Triss?
Well, since we last saw her a couple of minutes ago, her hair has more than doubled in length and changed color.
Wow, she really is special.
She sure is, sir. So she's told she should be one of the new leaders of Chicago because people listen to her.
Oh, that'd be a great position for her. She could really make some changes.
Sure could. So she turns it down.
Oh, okay.
And Evelyn starts holding trials for all the bad guys and executing them.
Feels like the kind of thing Triss could try to stop if she was one of the leaders.
Right? So she runs away.
Oh, okay. Where's she headed?
To the other side of the wall, and she brings Four and Caleb and Christina and Peter.
Doesn't that guy betray them at every chance he gets?
Yes.
Why are they still allowing him to even be close to them?
Maybe he's changed.
Has he?
No, he's gonna betray them at the first chance he gets.
Right, that checks out.
So they all make it to the other side of the wall, except for Tori, who was with them. She gets shot and dies.
Who?
Tori, she was a tattoo artist.
Who?
She was there sometimes, she was around.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so they all get chased through a little radioactive wasteland. Then they get picked up by some people using some kind of cloaking shield thing.
Some cloaky folks, sure.
So they transport our heroes in some bubbles that are definitely gonna look real.
How real are we talking?
Extremely real and not silly in any way.
Sick! So where do the real bubbles take them?
To this secret place called the Bureau of Genetic Welfare. But first, they gotta clean them off.
Oh, we got some stinky heroes?
We got some contaminated heroes. So they need to be quickly turned into terrified gummy bears to clean off.
What?
And now, since Triss is special, she's brought to David, who runs the place.
Yeah, I guess he's gotta get to the bottom of that whole supernatural hair growth thing.
Well, mostly he's interested because she's 100% Divergent.
That was the name of the first movie!
So he explains that society developed problems since people were messing with their genes.
Like turning them into shorts?
Like genetically modifying their offspring to give them advantages, and that led to wars which destroyed the planet.
Not good.
So that's why the Bureau has these experiments going. They wanted to see if they could make a pure genome again, which is what Triss is.
Sure, okay.
And she trusts this guy immediately, because he gives her a device that lets her view her mom's memories, who as it turns out was rescued from a wasteland as a kid.
I mean, like, the main thing these people are good at is making you see things that aren't actually there. How could she possibly believe him?
Well, she does, so I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about it.
Well, okay then, let me get off of the posterior.
So meanwhile, Four is being trained in the military, which is a thing they have.
Pow pow, understood.
And he's like, I'm coming on the next mission. And his trainer's like, no, you're not ready. And he's like, I'm coming. And she's like, okay.
Very convincing argument.
So on the mission, the military leader is like, listen, if it were up to me, you wouldn't be here.
Well, who's it up to if not him?
Unclear. So then Four is gonna discover that these freaking guys are kidnapping kids and wiping their memories.
Sneaky.
Yeah, not very nice at all. So Four goes to tell Triss, but she's like, I don't believe you, because David has me in the palm of his hand now.
Oh my god, he shrunk her.
No, and so David brings her to the secret council that's in charge of this secret place that he's a part of.
How many layers of secret people are there?
A lot, and so Triss tells this council, hey, the whole premise of these movies is kinda silly if you think about it.
Well, not a bad point.
And she finds out that this council's not actually in charge of Chicago, David was.
Oh, so she's mad at him now?
She is, and now she wants to go back to Chicago because she finds out that those Allegiant people are mounting an attack.
They're the ones this movie's named after.
They are, so she steals David's hover car, and he's like, well, you can't leave. You don't know how to fly that thing.
Well, it's gonna be impossible for her to escape if that's the case.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she turns on autopilot, and so that does the trick.
Oh, did David forget that was a thing?
I guess. So Triss loads up her friends, and they head to Chicago.
How do they even know what's happening in Chicago?
Oh, well, her brother Caleb was given a job where he can see anything, anywhere, whenever he wants.
Sure, okay. That technology may as well exist.
It does, but frickin' Peter's back in Chicago, and he's gonna do some betrayal stuff.
Very on brand, so what's his betrayal stuff this time?
Well, David recruited him to bring some powerful gas to Evelyn.
Oh, a fart attack.
No, this gas completely wipes your memory, so Evelyn wants to use that on everybody.
How would having a bunch of memory-wiped people help her?
Because I said so. So this stuff gets loaded into the vents, and everyone in the city starts breathing it in.
There's a ventilation system that connects the entire city?
That's what we're going with. It goes into every single room, in the streets, everywhere.
Well, okay then.
So eventually, Triss is trying to shut this thing off, but David's trying to stop her.
Very exciting.
Yeah, he's talking through a screen because he controls everything, and she's just running through a maze of hallways.
Being a maze runner is tight.
Probably shouldn't have phrased it that way. Anyway, then she shoots a thing that turns off the gas and also vacuums it up, I guess. I don't care.
Hooray!
Hooray for now, because we see David is still watching them.
Oh, there's going to be another one of these?
You know it, sir. This is actually part one of two.
Wow. Well, we'll see.
What?
Well, if this one doesn't perform well, maybe we'll do part two as like a TV movie or something.
Kind of feels like a massive downgrade, don't you think? You think the actors are going to be up for that?
Of course they would be. What, are we just going to leave this series unfinished? Hi everybody, Ryan George here. I hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Just a quick moment of relaxation and meditation before you move on to your next video. So take a deep breath in. And breathe out.